What's up? What's up, committed man? How's it going? Hope everybody's doing all right today. Having a good afternoon, middle of the week. I went to National Night Out tonight. If you got to go to that, it was a really awesome thing. I encourage everybody to go to it. It's a lot of fun. Bring your family. It's not just for, you know, anybody specifically. It's for everybody. It's just a great time to get out there, see the community, and, you know, let the kids see the fire trucks and the cop cars and all that stuff. And it's great. Anyway, that being said, we were handing out cards, Covenant Church cards, student ministry cards, me and George and Sherry, Lexi. They were handing out hot dogs. People were handing out hamburgers and stuff. And we'd give them some chips and say, hey, check us out online. You know, hey, check us out online. Scan this card. God bless you. You know, what kind of chips would you like? And I bet I handed out 1,000 bags of chips tonight. And I saw, you know, 1,000 faces. And people I knew, people I didn't know, people that had been to our church and I didn't even know it, people that used to go to our church, don't anymore, people I went to high school with, people that my brothers worked with, just every kind of person was there tonight. And I actually saw a guy that me and him got into a verbal altercation one time. He made some inappropriate comments towards my lady one time. And we got into a little bit of an altercation, and I actually ran into that guy. He didn't recognize me. And my point being is that I wrote in this caption, always be kind. I think it was always be kind, or it was always be friendly. Because people are watching you, especially if they know you're a Christian, they're holding you to a high standard. And your behavior on the highway, when you want to cut somebody off or flipping the bird or whatever, your behavior at the checkout at the gas station when you go there in the morning, or at Brookshire's when you go to pick some food up, or when you go to the drive-thru at McDonald's, or wherever it may be, or, you know, the young girl brings your order to your table and you say, this isn't right, and you pop off at her, or maybe you had a bad day or whatever, but you popped off at that young girl or whoever. She goes back and tells her mama, this person gave me a hard time today. Anyway, those actions that you have, those things that you do, they keep kind of going out like a light shot out into the sky. It keeps traveling. And they can have some bad repercussions. I could, if I, you know, was going around making enemies, I could have had to face a lot of enemies today. But I was able to see people and greet them with a smile. And it wasn't a fake smile. It wasn't like, oh, I got into it with this person the other day. Oh, I don't like him. Oh, me and him were arguing back and forth on Facebook out of these 1,000 people that I had to, you know, hand out cards to and hand some chips out to and say, God bless you and all that stuff. When I showed up as Christian Bryce, it wasn't somebody different than who I am every day. I've got faults just like anybody. I don't want to put myself on a pedestal here. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that when you come to church and you put on your Christian face, but all week long you've been terrible to people, you've been mean, you've been road raging, you've been doing whatever it, you know, that whatever it is, you're being rude to your waitress or your coworker or whatever. And you're going to be, if you're like that all week, when people see you in a Christian setting, in a church setting, they look at you and say, that guy's a hypocrite. That guy's fake, you know? So our posture matters. We got to realize that our day-to-day behavior outside of the church in the real world, it's got to be reflecting the character of Jesus. And if we're going around being fake, if we're going around, even, and if you, you know, everybody has bad days, but you go around making that excuse, oh, I had a bad day. Well, that person already walked off, and, you know, that opportunity is over. That toothpaste has been squeezed out of that tube, and you may be saying, oh, I had a bad day. I didn't mean it right now, but that moment's already happened. So, wrapping up, closing, I just want to say that you need to be mindful of your behavior not only at church, but away from church. You need to be kind, be friendly, have a smile on your face, be willing to talk to anybody. Don't be walking around with some scowl, being rude to people. Regardless of how your day went, you need to be kind, just generally, to everybody. Those who are fortunate and those who are unfortunate, you need to treat them all the same, because you are being a shining light. And that person, you may not have anything to do with them then, but you may be greeting, you may be opening and closing the doors on Sunday morning, you know, being a part of the welcome team, working in the Cuff Cafe or whatever, and you run into somebody that you mouthed off to or whatever, or just weren't showing the love of Jesus. And so that moment right there, that person's going to think, oh, this guy's fake. We don't want to be that way. So watch your behavior, watch who you are, and try to show the love of Jesus everywhere you go. Always be friendly to everybody. That's all I have for you, committed man. Just a little nugget. Be friendly to everybody all the time, even when it's hard. And it's a state of mind. You can do it. All right, guys. Have a good night.